It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We're going to deep dive into the pool of buying, selling, and owning a home. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. We have got the latest real estate market report for the month of October for Douglas County, but a special feature today. Mary, you're literally live at the National Association of Realtors Conference in Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle, and I'm excited to be here reporting from Boston, Massachusetts. It's our annual Association of Realtors Conference, and just here, it's an amazing, there's over 15,000 realtors here, and we're all here talking about advocacy and how NAR is keeping taxes at bay to keep housing affordable and fighting for private property rights and working to create relationships on both sides of the political table to keep real estate flourishing in the U.S. for all Americans.
Well, it sounds like a very not only fun event, but an event where you're learning a lot. So let's talk about the latest real estate stats here in Douglas County.
Yeah, so we're a week out. October just formally ended last week. We've got some residential highlights here. So new listings for the month of October was 141, and that was an increase from 2.2% from the 138 that were listed a year ago. And it's actually a decrease from the 10.2% that were listed in September of 2024.
Wow. And how are things looking in the different categories?
Yeah, so we have pending sales. Interesting enough, we had 111 pending sales that matched the 111 offers that were accepted in October of 2023. But it was a decrease of 25% from the 149 offers that were accepted in September 2024. So we're kind of seeing some seasonal changes right now from month over month.
And what about the inventory and the time in the market?
Yeah, so inventory and time on the market, that increased to 3.8 months in October. Total market time increased to 75 days. And if I jump back to closed sales, let's say closed sales, this is a positive increase. We had 119 closings in October. That was an increase from the 29% from the 92 closings in October. So that is an encouraging statistic.
So where does this put us year to date?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, year to date. So if we're comparing the first 10 months of 2024 to the same period in 2023, we actually had an increase of 8.7% for new listings this year, which is good. All those home buyers are still looking for homes. We had an increase of 5% on pending sales, and closed sales increased 2.9% year to date. So 2024 is looking more promising than 2023.
And where do we stand with kind of the average and the median sale prices?
Yeah, so when we compare 2024 to 2023 through the month of October, the average sales prices increased 3.4% from $342,700 to $354,300. And in the same comparison, the median sales price has increased 3.2% from $315,000 to $325,000.
One of the interesting things is noting how many sales are in different price ranges.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely the two price points that have over 43% of the market as far as closings is that 200 to 300,000 price point and that 300 to 400,000. So those price ranges make up almost half of our market. And then the number three market is that 400,000 to 500,000 price range with 19.4% of the closings in our market.
So what else can you tell us from the monthly report?
Oh, I think the encouraging thing is that when we look at like pending sales for the last 3 years, we're probably on track for that. And 2024 actually looks like it might have a little bump up. Closed sales were actually up from 2022 and 2023 when we look at October. And I think when we see that our pending sales are also increasing, we're going to have a better November and December. So definitely people are putting a lot of hard work into getting this market you know, getting transactions done. Average total market time, I will say, is that we are seeing an uptick in days on market. Some of that is just pricing of the mortgage rates, and some of that is just lack of inventory. People are having to, you know, look for those houses, make pricing adjustments if their houses are sitting on the market to get them sold sooner.
So looking at the last 7 days, what's some of the data you can share there?
Yeah, so in the last week, we had zero coming soon new listings. We had 47 new listings come on the market. That's a jump from the last 2 weeks, so that's good to see. Back on the market, we had 18 properties. There were two bumpable sales negotiated in the last 7 days. Zero short sales. We saw 42 price changes. We're seeing a lot of price change activity. Sellers wanting to get their properties sold before the end of the year. 34 pendings for the week. This is a jump from the prior week, so that's encouraging to see. We also had 35 homes sold in the last 7 days, or 35 properties, and that is also a jump from the previous week. So 20, you know, the end of the month, last week, 20 expired listings came off the market. We'll see if those come back on.
So talk about some of the listings that are out there right now.
Yeah, so we've got some, you know, the homes and parks are still really encouraging. I thought that there was a... But I'm going to talk about this fixture out on Benedict Road on Degnass Gateway. So this is out 10 mile area, 6.6 acres, two bedroom, two bath, 972 square foot fixture. It's got a well that has 8 gallons per minute. The septic's already in place. It's already got 200 amp electrical service and a seasonal creek. You guys, this is ready for a new house. It's priced for $199,900.
Wow. What else do you see that you want to share?
Yeah, Valentine Avenue. This is kind of in our workforce housing, affordable housing price point of $287,500. This is a two-bedroom, one-bath, 1,050-square-foot home on 0.18 of an acre. It was built in 1982. It's been remodeled. It looks super cute. 2 days on the market at this price. It will probably go fairly quick, so get in and take a look.
And I see that you've got some homes out in Sutherland, also some homes up in the $400,000 range, and even some that are higher.
Yeah, so we've got in the $400,000 range, we've got, this is a popular area of Sutherland. It's in that west side of Sutherland, the west side of I-5, 113 Montclair Drive. It's 0.21 of an acre, three bedroom, two bath, 1,690 square feet, $429,900. It's very popular because these houses have attached two-car garages, but they also have room for extra parking on the side of the garage, and it's all one level. So completely updated, looks like a really good value at $429,900.
And I saw one that looks like it's sold now over in Fairway Estates.
Yeah, Fairway Estates, this is also a popular neighborhood of Sutherland. It's a gated community on the golf course. This was a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,914-square-foot home built in 2010. Had gorgeous views of the Oak Hills golf course. This was listed for $489,900, had a price reduction to $464,000, and it sold for $464,000.
All right, very good. A lot out there. I even spotted one out in Del Rio over in the kind of the higher end of prices.
Yeah, that is an interesting home. Del Rio Road is right on the North Umpqua River. 1.15 acres, four-bedroom house, over 3,800 square feet. That sold for $925,000. That was a pretty good buy. So.
All right, a lot to see there. And of course, you've got open houses this weekend, right?
Oh, gosh, there's open houses. I would say go to Zillow, go to our website, marygilbert.com. You're going to find all the houses with open houses. We're doing 50 open houses before the end of the year per agent. So a lot of houses to check out.
All right, and if people want to get connected with your group, how do they do that?
Hey, Kyle, that's great. You guys feel free to stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg, or give us a call at 541-366-6080.
All right. Thanks, Mary. Live from Boston, Massachusetts, for Local Real Estate Today on the Morning Report. It's 9 o'clock.